T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just wanted to say this is the greatest show that Kansas City's ever had.
Hey, good afternoon. What's going on? Don't forget, tomorrow at 5, we will be doing
Festivus Friday.
The airing of the grievances that is brought to you every week by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. It is available now. 80 calories and zero carbs.
Beautiful.
John Grayson in for Dana Wright today. We didn't ask for it, but they're going to give it to us. Story here from CNN. Get ready, all you cool cats and kittens. Netflix has announced...
Oh, no.
Tiger King 2.
Oh, no.
And it's coming to the streaming service. The first season of the series, Tiger King, was told over 7 episodes. The second season was filmed in 2020. And into part of this year, it is not known which colorful characters from the first season will be featured. Okay.
Cause I saw Tiger, now I understand. I saw Tiger.
Beautiful.
Tiger saw me.
How did that not chart?
Yeah.
Seriously. You may recall in January of 2020, Joe Exotic was sentenced to 22 years in federal prison after being convicted of trying to hire 2 different men to kill Carol Baskin. In July, a federal appeals court ruled he should get a shorter prison sentence. So Tiger King 2 is coming out. Now, I'm not going to sit here and lie. During pandemic, we watched Tiger King.
Oh,
and we enjoyed it.
Everybody did.
But I don't think I have the stomach for Tiger. I compared it to a members-only jacket.
Yeah,
it was cool for a little while.
Uh-huh.
And now it ain't cool no more.
No.
I don't want to see Tiger King 2.
All right, but it does give you the opportunity to name the sequel. Like, what's going to be, because every sequel, like this 2, has to have a subtitle. I mean, because you can't use Electric Boogaloo. That's already been
done. Well, you know, Tiger King 1 did have a subtitle.
It did?
Murder, Mayhem, and Madness.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So Tiger King 2 needs to be what? Tiger King 2.
Really?
Yeah, I like it. Perfect.
That's it.
I mean, I'm going to watch it, but my expectations could not be lower.
Yeah. I don't think I want to watch it. I did the Tiger King thing because everybody was talking about it, and it was interesting for 7 episodes. It's like the band that doesn't know when to quit making records.
You're going to watch it, though.
I don't.
You're going to watch it.
All right.
You may not want to, and I'm with you. I don't want to watch it either.
Oh, my God.
Because I saw Tiger, now I understand. I saw Tiger.
Man, a tiger saw me.
Wow, baritone in there.
Going for the low harmony.
That's right.
That is that's a choice.
Speaking of things that are coming back, did you see they've resurrected the Wonder Years?
No.
You didn't see this?
No.
Oh, yeah. Disney Plus, I think it's Disney. Hang on. It says here, early 90s TV is hitting the refresh button this fall in the case of the Wonder Years, delivering an impressive and ambitious ABC dramedy. Coming on the heels of Disney Plus's Doogie Howser reboot, the shows join the earlier One Day at a Time in proving it is possible to nostalgically recycle titles and still produce distinctive and captivating series. Directed by original star Fred Savage, The Wonder Years revisits roughly the same period beginning in 1968, this time examining those turbulent years from the perspective of an African-American family, in particular a 12-year-old son by the name of Dean. Once again featuring narration by a grown-up version of the kid, courtesy of Don Cheadle this time, the elder voice amusingly recalls an era when spanking kids was perfectly okay. His father responded to stressful situations by telling everyone to be cool, and both parents were fond of snapping at their kids, "Stay out of grown folks' business."
How is that not going to be Everybody Hates Chris?
Great question.
I mean, isn't that essentially what that show was? Drama, comedy, African-American family, set a long time ago, where the guy narrates his own childhood.
What 80s or 90s, because they've brought a lot back in film and in television.
Yeah.
They've brought back Footloose.
Full House.
They did Full House. They've redone Red Dawn. Doogie Howser. I know there are more, and I'm just drawing a blank at the moment.
Yeah. What needs to come back?
What could come back, and you're like, you know, I could buy that. That would work.
I say this, and I would hesitate to ever do this because there's no way that you could capture that kind of anarchic madness on TV ever again. Plus, that cast was just magic. But the first thing I thought of when you said that, Night Court.
I think that could work, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Who would you put in it?
A big hit, but not too big of a hit. Like you can't redo Cheers.
Cheers. No. That's sacred territory. Right.
Because everything will suffer by comparison.
Uh-huh.
You can't redo Friends.
Yep.
And try to bring back six new friends and all that. It wouldn't work because it was too big of a show. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you can't go into just like pure obscurity and pull up like an Alf or something like that, or Mr. Belvedere.
Or One in a Million.
No, but Night Court was a hit, but it wasn't too big of a hit.
Yeah, it wasn't giant. Marky Post just passed away recently.
Yeah.
I would have trouble. I mean, as long as it kept the same tone, but that tone was so tied to the 80s. You know what I mean?
So then it wouldn't work.
I don't know. I mean, there may be a way to update it.
What could you bring back that would work?
They tried to do it with Full House, with Fuller House.
Yeah.
And that was a disaster.
It didn't work because they made more than one season.
I was not a fan.
No. But I think it did fairly well in terms of viewership.
But I personally, I thought it was bad.
You remember, and this was probably about 10 years ago, they brought back Dallas.
Yep. Also did not work.
And that lasted for three seasons. Well, it also
did it really go that long?
Yeah,
wow.
It didn't help that Larry Hagman died.
Yeah. Mannix.
somebody says, welcome back, Cotter. Good times.
All this. Yeah. The 70s stuff. Magnum. Cop shows are big.
Do you not watch CBS on a Friday night?
No, is it back? Magnum's, oh, that's right. No, they did. Yeah, that's right.
Magnum's back.
Yeah, Hawaii 5-0, they did that too for a while. That one's gone now, right?
Here's an interesting thought. Hawaii 5-0, I don't know if it's...
The new one? I think they're done.
It was on when I last turned it on.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, I just on a personal level, yeah, you could probably do it. Although, I mean, radio has changed so much, but then again, it's fiction. It doesn't really matter. You can make it anything you want. But to me, that's sacred ground. You can't go back and redo WKRP. I would be upset.
What was, here's one that might work, especially in today's times, Spin City.
Yeah.
Remember originally with Michael J. Fox and then Charlie Sheen.
Yep. And Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That could work.
Yeah. You'd have to stay very apolitical with it. Just like everything, because you lose half the audience, especially now.
Hang on. Charles and Shawnee, what's up, man?
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing well. Good. Thank you for asking.
Good. Scott, if you could remember right, just before the writer's strike in 2008, they had brought back a reboot of The Bionic Woman, and it was absolutely phenomenally amazing. And it was even better than the original. I honestly think it was better than the original.
Do you know who it was? I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you know who it was that was the star?
I can tell you the supporting, there's the main star, and then the secondary main star was Katie Sackhoff. She was the villain, basically.
Okay.
And before the original, I don't think there really was a villain, if I remember right. But, I mean, it was absolutely phenomenal. And they never resumed, and I never understood why. And it was so amazing.
2007, yeah.
Yeah, and
Michelle Ryan.
Yeah.
They did eight episodes. It was on NBC. I don't even remember this coming out.
Oh, I do, and I bought it on DVD, and it's amazing. I could have swore it was 7 episodes, but maybe it wasn't 8.
Well, you need to go back and get that 8th episode, bro.
Yeah. Hey, you have a good day.
All right, be well, my friend. All right, let's go to Patrick in Belton before we get to the break. Hello, Patrick. You get the last word.
Hey, guys. I appreciate it. Yeah, they're already remaking Night Court with Harry Anderson's daughter as the judge.
They're doing it now?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the works.
Oh, cool. Okay. It's nice that they're doing that sort of DNA thing, too. Yeah, keeping some of the original stuff.
Quick break. That is John Grayson. He's filling in for Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Some other woman is making love to you. Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see I'm burning alive? Can't you see my baby's got another lover? I don't know how I'm gonna survive. Somebody bring me some water.
Sam just got wind that our tickets are in and they are ready.
Oh, yeah.
Ready for pickup. Melissa Etheridge putting on a free show in Leavenworth Saturday night.
Excellent.
Right on the riverfront.
Boy, for a guy who went that long without going to a concert, you're hitting it hard now.
2 in 1 week.
Yeah, no kidding.
Shine Down on Tuesday, Melissa Etheridge on Saturday.
Good for
it's
you.
A free show in downtown Leavenworth. It is right next to the riverfront. A story here from CNN. Man, this story is crazy. Police in Florida have resumed their search this week for Brian Laundrie, the fiance of Gabby Petito, who, as you all know, remains were found on Sunday. Investigators are searching for Laundrie on the Venice side of the Carlton Reserve, a 25,000-acre nature reserve near the family's home in Northport, Florida. An underwater dive team arrived at the Carlton Reserve on Wednesday. The team is from the Sarasota Sheriff's Office and is called the Sheriff's Underwater Recovery Force. Surf, really? The ongoing search comes as investigators try to piece together what happened to Petito, 22, and Laundrie, 23, on their road trip through the American West. The couple had posted online, we all know about that, blah, blah, blah. Laundrie returned home without Petito, and now they're trying to figure out what happened. I guess mom and dad and Brian went on some sort of vacation.
That's the time you want to go on vacation.
He's the one you want a vacation with. Went on a vacation after he returned home without Gabby Petito. And who knows what's going on. But there is growing suspicion that mom and dad had a lot to do with facilitating him getting away.
Oh, sure.
Going missing.
Yeah. Okay, so really, I mean, the only question at this point that nobody knows the answer to, at least not yet, but everybody has on their mind is that guy still alive? I mean, do you think he tried to get away, or do you think he tried to get away so that he could go somewhere quiet and take care of himself?
Or is he even still in the United States? I mean, talking about Florida, and they say that he left like 3 or 4 days before the family told anybody that he left.
Not only that,
in another country by now.
Well, the only thing that's come in as far as any kind of sighting, and I don't know, I mean, this may have already been debunked, I don't know, but there was a trail camera.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that's in Baker. And Baker is near, like, Pensacola. That's way, way far away from where he lives and from where they're looking for him right now.
That was debunked. It was a doppelganger, essentially.
Gotcha. All right.
Wait, what? Because that looked just like him.
Yeah, they looked almost exactly alike. But the guy came forward and said, yeah, I promise you I'm not Brian Laundrie.
Good to know. Good to know. But that's part of the problem. We were talking about that the other morning. He doesn't look dissimilar to a lot of people.
He looks like your typical standard 23-year-old white guy.
Yep. Yeah, there's no outstanding features about him, and there's so he could. I mean, over time of them making all these videos, there were videos of him clean shaven. There were videos of him with a beard. I mean, and so no matter what he looks like, he still just kind of looks like everybody.
What's your over under on whether he's?
I think he's dead.
You think he killed himself?
Yeah.
You think his parents knew he was going to kill himself?
Probably.
In your scenario.
I don't know. Given the fact that they spent all that time together.
Where are his parents? How come they've not said a word? And I'm sure the
answer don't have
is
to.
Lawyers.
Yeah.
And are they of means? Because whether or not his family comes from money changes my thought on what's actually going on
here. Explain that.
All right.
Because if they have a lot of money, I guarantee you he didn't go and they probably did not support him going and doing the deed. They probably told him to run and run fast.
Northport is not cheap. It's also not overly ostentatious. I mean, you're not going to find.
What's your local example? Overland Park?
Not a lot of trust.
Lenexa?
Funds.
Lenexa, okay.
Yeah.
It's Lenexa, not Leawood.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Now, there are parts of Sarasota County that are Leawood.
Sam, if you think he fled the country, where do you think he went? Cuba?
Maybe. I don't know.
Huh.
You'd be the first person in a long time to take a raft from the United States to Cuba.
Yeah, usually you saw a bunch of people. You're going the wrong way, man.
I know. I know.
Doesn't happen much.
And I ain't coming back. Quick break for the news. John Grayson's in for Dana Wright today. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. We will see you, Sam and I will, Saturday night in Leavenworth for Melissa Etheridge. We'll see you on the other side of the news as well.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Flock of Seagulls doing a medley of their greatest hit.
Here on Dana and Parks, John Grayson in for Dana. She's back tomorrow.
It's one last thing about Ryan Laundry before we get off of that story entirely. I don't know if you saw this. I'm sure you probably did while you were looking around for stuff. But there was this story about how everybody was freaking out. The social media world was all a Twitter, pardon the pun, about the fact that there was this picture of Brian Laundry reading a novel about missing women.
Okay.
Not everything means something. I mean, does this mean now, because people said, look, he was reading a book about missing women, and then his girlfriend went missing. Okay, look, I have no doubt in my mind that he was responsible for Gabrielle Petito's death, okay? But at the same time, does this mean that everybody who ever read a copy of Gone Girl is now going to be a murder suspect?
No.
I mean, can we, like, dial it down just a tad and stop being breathless over everything?
By the way, we are following some breaking news out of Tennessee where there's been a shooting at a Kroger grocery store. 2 dead, 12 injured.
Where in Tennessee?
Collierville.
Collierville. Okay. South.
Of
yeah, southeast of Memphis by a little bit.
My God, what are you? Like a walking
former resident of Tennessee.
Well, you know where Port, whatever.
Northport. Well, okay. All right. I lived in Tampa for 20 years. So yeah, I mean that area, anywhere between Tampa and Naples, that was pretty much my stomping grounds for a while.
Okay.
And I love Memphis and lived in Nashville for a while. So yeah, I go to Memphis whenever I can. Collierville is not that far. It's maybe 30 miles.
Okay.
Sorry.
Like a walking atlas.
Ask me something about Iowa. Pfft, I don't know.
So Boise. Yeah,
right. What'd you say, Boise?
Yeah.
All right. You found something over there?
This is a place that I did not know existed, but there goes your walking atlas thing. However, This is one of the more terrifying stories that I have come across in a long time. In Oman. Oman is mostly desert, and in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the desert in Oman, there is a hole, a giant hole that's about 30 meters across, and it's just, I'm going to show you a picture of this thing. I know this is great for the radio, but that's what it looks like. It's and it's called the Well of Hell. That's what the locals call it.
How far down does it go?
Well, they didn't know for the longest time. We just found out how far down this hole goes into the desert. And it's a sinkhole. I don't know what the geology behind all of that is about how a hole just erupts in the desert.
The Well to Hell? Is that what it's called?
The Well of Hell.
The Well of Hell. Okay.
And local legend was always that the souls of jinns or genies, that's where they were banished to. So you didn't want to go in there. But a couple of cave divers or cavers just finally they became the first human beings in recorded history to make the descent all the way to the bottom. It goes down about an entire football field,
more than that,
including the end zones.
Yeah.
367 feet. It's plus a little bit. It's that far down, and they found at the bottom of this thing. I mean, it's as bad as you would think that it is, because it's full of snakes and dead animals. That's all that's down there. So
read that, right out of an Indiana Jones movie.
Exactly. Now, the place where Indiana Jones was, you'll see how good your memory is on this. Where the snakes were, where he fell down and the asp, you know, or the cobra reared up. Do you remember what that was called?
No.
The Well of Souls.
Oh.
So this is the Well of Hell, where the genie souls are, and there really are snakes down there and a bunch of dead animals. And they said It smells funny.
Yeah, my favorite line in the story. According to some accounts, gifts off a strange odor.
Yeah, right. You mean like death?
Right?
Like genie souls, apparently. I don't know what those smell like, but apparently it's not terribly pleasant. Of all the places on Earth, and I have to admit, even though that terrifies me, I mean, every word in this story is terrifying, I kind of want to go there. I would love to see that close up. There are places in this world that, as dangerous as they are, and as much as I would never actually pull the trigger and do it,
right,
I would love to see it close up.
And then get the hell out of there, and then, like, yeah, real fast before you become part of a civil war.
There was a National Geographic documentary that aired probably 4 or 5 years ago about this place in South America where they get gypsum.
What's gypsum?
It's like limestone crystals. Okay. So they found in this cave these limestone crystals that are usually about 6-8 inches long, something like that.
Okay.
And they make drywall out of it. And they found these things that it was in the perfect environment for them to grow. And they were growing these gypsum crystals that were like 100 feet long. They're just huge, giant things underground. And they said that the processes that caused that to happen also give off heat. So you can only stay down there for a little while. It's like 140 degrees inside this cave. And you can't breathe the air, so you have to bring your own pack with you. But they showed pictures of it, and it's such an alien environment that to be down there and see that, I would never actually make that trip, but if I could transport myself like Star Trek right into the middle of it and just look around for a couple of minutes and go, wow, this is awesome, I would completely do that.
I'm looking at more pictures of this well of hell.
The well of hell.
How has that now become a tourist attraction yet, aside from the lack of accessibility?
Well, probably a peninsula that is ripped by corruption, civil war. Man, that is really cool.
Yeah.
Also, 666 on the text line is claiming that's their vacation home.
Okay. Yeah. Is that from 2666?
Uh-huh.
See, people think I'm crazy. Would you have a phone number with 666 in it?
Sure.
You would?
Well, all right.
Would you have a license plate with 666 on it?
In Tennessee, they won't do that. They took that out of the...
Not in Kansas.
Out of the rotation. I know. I've seen a couple of them in Kansas.
Hell, it's the zip code for Topeka. Right. It is.
Uh-huh. But there is a, I guess I got to say the company name, that they actually struggled with this because they were going to make their phone number. And I think they eventually went ahead and did it. They were going to make their phone number the numerical equivalent of the name of the company, and figured out that, well, in the middle of Lennox, the air conditioning company,
the NNO is 666.
NNO is, yep. So they thought, oh, do we really want to do this? Or are people not going to call the number because there's 666 in the middle of that? Those discussions did take place.
There is no way. I was going to say no way in hell, but that would be.
I get it.
Yeah, you get it. That would be unintentional as well. There is no way I would take a phone number or a license plate with 666 on it.
Wow.
There is no way.
All right. Because of what people would think of it, or because you personally would want to have it?
I'm horribly, on a handful of things, I am horribly superstitious.
Okay.
And I would think it would bring bad luck. What?
Nothing? I think that's quaint.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Right.
That's why I'm laughing.
No, that one doesn't bother me because it was probably about Nero.
Stop.
Stop,
Dan Weinbaum.
No.
Stop.
It's...
I get it. I don't care.
Okay.
It was probably about Nero.
Yeah.
The Roman. And had nothing to do with Lucifer himself, the devil, also known as Satan. He has many other names. Beelzebub is one.
Stop.
Okay.
I'm going to start calling you Britannica.
Wikipedia Dan coming at you.
His name was Beelzebub, and by the ancient Persians.
We're going to have Michael Mackey coming in about an hour. Dana is on the links, the golf course, day two of a two-day tournament that she's in, and she returns tomorrow. John Grayson, who is more than generous with his time.
Howdy.
Always good to see you. Filling in today for Dana. That guy over there is Sammy. I am Scott here on KMBZ.
motivation. My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong.
You know, one of the interesting things about this job is the computer where I sit and do the show is the same one where John Grayson sits and does the midday show.
Mm-hmm. True enough.
To facilitate this show, you moved over to Dana's side of the table. And yet sometimes he leaves up the things that he was looking at.
Ooh. Uh-huh. What was I looking at today, Scott?
That's a work computer.
What's the story about Billie Eilish and big boobies?
Yeah, apparently Billie Eilish is very concerned that American society is terrified of large boobs.
I don't believe that's right.
I don't think she's right about that either.
Huh.
She, I guess she, when she started her career, because her music's kind of mumbly and shoegazy.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I think she has a fantastic voice. I don't think she uses it terribly well. So when she started out, she wore a lot of drapey, you know, overshirts and things like that, and just kind of made herself look a little dumpy on purpose because it went along with the music. But somebody, I guess, took a picture of her wearing a tank top. And they were like, wow, Billie Eilish is like totally stacked. And she said, then, people started criticizing her saying, oh, look at her now. She's changing her image and dressing sexy. And she was like, no, I just put on a tank top. It was hot that day. So that's how the conversation started. And it ended with her saying that she thinks people are terrified of large boobs. I don't think it's fear.
No, I
she's mistaking fascination for fear, perhaps.
Initially, the conversation was that she was going against the sex sells norm because of the way that she dressed. And
right.
So then when she changed it, that's why everybody was like, oh, what's going on here?
Oh, okay.
She's showing herself.
She's only 19?
Yeah.
Wow. She looks like a cross between, I must confess, I've heard her music on the radio a couple times. Not a fan of her singing. If that makes me uncool, then I'm uncool. She looks like a cross between, and it's probably intentional, Madonna and Lady Gaga.
Yep. Yeah, nailed it. And especially now, because she initially, she had hair that was green on the top and then brown down below.
Yeah.
But she went blonde a little while ago, and I think that even solidified that.
In this article, she says women should be able to portray themselves in any way they want.
Sure.
Can they not? Yeah. Ask the guy, and I'm being serious, can they not portray themselves however they want?
Well, I think maybe what she's alluding to is the fact that people are so wrapped up in how she looks and what she's wearing and how she does her hair and all of this stuff.
Welcome to celebrity, idiot.
Well, right, yeah, she can do it, but I you're right.
They do the same thing with, I mean, every celebrity is looked at. You're not the first.
Yeah. And if you didn't want to be looked at, you have a choice. You can leave and stop singing.
That's exactly right. You asked for the job. That's part of the job. And note that she did, the story appears in People magazine.
Yeah. Initially from Elle is where they mm-hmm. got it. So
these are two magazines that specialize in exploiting people's fascination with celebrity.
Yep.
Actually, somebody on the text line said that she even claimed herself in the beginning that she was dressing that way so that people wouldn't sexualize her.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but when she started,
into the conversation.
And when she started out, she was under 18.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's reason. I mean, at that, there's plenty of reason to think, you know, people really oughtn't be sexualizing her. Somebody texted in earlier today, and they were, just kind of threw this out and gave this a quick mention that there was a countdown clock online. Somebody had put one until she reached 18.
That's disgusting.
Okay, that's a little weird.
Oh, no. Well, what's weirder is that the very first time I ever heard about something like that coming up, it was for the girl from the Harry Potter movies. And it started when she was like 14 or 15, and I'm like, come on. I mean, it's like, tell me you're a creep without telling me you're a creep, you know?
Weirdo.
Yep.
No, I think that pretty much says it outright.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You pretty much are admitting to it at that point. In case you wondered why the Billie Eilish thing came up, that's...
Then somebody on the text line said that you also looked up hot Aldi girl. What's going on? What's going on here, John?
All right.
What goes on this computer when I'm not here?
The hot Aldi girl story. was about this woman in Germany who works at an Aldi. And she's also a TikTok, Instagram, whatever, you know, star. And she's really cute and blonde. And people are now going to this Aldi specifically because she works there. That they're shopping there so that they can see her.
Wow. From the text line, and I'm not trying to be argumentative. I'm going to clarify, though, if I may. From 3004. Oh, my goodness, you need a woman on the show today. Yes, women cannot dress the way that they want to. They get looked at and remarks by men. And then the text goes on. Let me be very clear. I didn't say that women can't dress or can dress any way they want. The quote was women can portray themselves. The topic of dress was an ancillary topic. And regards, if I may, 3004, again, not trying to be argumentative, but I think your text is not accurate. They being women, get looked at and remarks by men. You know who is the most critical of the way women dress?
Women.
Women.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention, I mean, to go one step deeper than that, you can still dress however you want.
Absolutely, and I'm still allowed to have an opinion on it.
Right. That idea that somehow I can do whatever I want with no consequences and with nobody being able to say anything about it. When was that ever a thing?
2020, 2021. Apparently.
I guess.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break for the news. Michael Mackey will be in the studio in the next hour. He's had an appointment and will be flying in as soon as it's over. John Grayson filling in graciously and very, generously. For Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III, I'm Scott here on KMBZ.
Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high?
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.